Now joining me is Gillette Camel head basketball coach Bubba Lackey. Hey, Bubba, how are you?
Doing good, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, how was the offseason as a whole so far?
It went well. We had a ton of kids put in time individually and both with team camps and tournaments. We see an improvement, huge improvement from the younger guys, and some of the older guys made some good strides. So overall, I was very pleased with our offseason.
Now, you lose four key starters from a year ago. Who do you see stepping into those starting roles this year?
Well, we got Lane Tucker back as a starter, only one back. He's right now, he's got an elbow injury, so not real sure how long he's going to be out. And, you know, he's a leading rebounder coming back in the state, and he's obviously going to be our anchor both offensively and defensively. So we'll miss him early, but it'll give an opportunity for some other guys to step up and get some quality minutes that haven't got them yet. Trey Lackey, him and Dawson Meester got a lot of quality minutes last year as sophomores, so I expect them to come in and ready to go. Both of them can really shoot the ball and have a great understanding of the game. Cade Bradley's another one that got some minutes last year. He's hurt his ankle, so he'll be out for, I believe, 5 weeks, and that'll hurt us a bit. Daxton Palou got some good minutes for us last year. He can kind of do a little bit of everything. He's 5'9", scrappy, get to the hole, really rebounds well on both ends. He can go in and guard a big guy. He's not scared down there, so he's going to be critical for us. Keaton Wilkerson got some minutes early, then he broke his leg, so he didn't finish the season. I expect him to step in and get some quality minutes for us this season as well.
Well, you mentioned it. Your sophomores really stepped up a year ago, and I think, you know, the starting rotation for this year is, you know, kind of set in stone. You mentioned Lane Tucker. You've got four sophomores that will contribute. And let me just ask you this. What about depth? How do you feel about your depth going in? Of course, this is on paper. You haven't started practice yet.
Yeah, we haven't. There's been kids that come in. There's some freshmen last year. Trace Olson and Colton Larson played a lot of good minutes for JV. Coleman Horsley did as well, and he's gotten bigger and stronger, and he's a great kid, and he has a motor. So we expect he might have to get on the floor for us with these injuries. And Coleman, you know, he's going to have to be a guy that can get down low and do some dirty work. Adam Duvall, the 6'7 kid that we didn't have last year, his knee was bothering him, and he ended up not playing, and he's interested in playing this year. So we'll see how he looks at 6'7 and strong. He's got great touch. So he could be a great factor for us inside if all goes well.
Now, speaking of great factors inside, you already mentioned his name, Lane Tucker, back. How big will he be for your team, not only scoring the basketball, rebounding the basketball, but also as a senior leader?
Oh, he's outstanding. The kids have so much respect for him because he plays the right way. He shows up to practice every single day to get better. Every drill, he works as hard as he can. He has a great attitude. He understands the team concepts. So when he says something, the kids understand what is probably meaningful, and they're going to listen to what he has to say. Besides that, they don't want him too mad at him because he's awful big, and the next screen he sets on you might hurt.
Now, speaking of practice, it begins this week. You don't have a lot of practice time before the season starts, just a couple of weeks. What is the main focal point in this first week?
Oh, it's so chaotic trying to get everything in, and we're not going to get everything in 2 weeks. We just got to get essentially a base defense set. And same thing with our offense, just a similar concepts that we did last year offensively, so a lot of the guys have a understand what we want to do. We're going to tweak a few things with our personnel, and it's just a matter of getting guys in the right spots and playing hard the first couple of weeks, and as the season progresses, we'll keep adding stuff to the repertoire.
One last question. Now, I know this team, year in and year out, they are a threat to win a state championship, but what are your team goals going into this season?
Well, we don't ever sit down and do team goals. It's basically they show up every single day to get better individually and as a team. And I think if we do that, we always end up where we want to at the end of the season. I think our teams always do get better because the kids buy into showing up to practice and working hard, and both mentally and physically, and working together. And that's all we could have really asked for from the kids. And when we do that, I think the success takes care of itself.
Well, thanks, Bubba. I appreciate it.
All right, Chris.